FM.
How do you make a spider really, really deadly? Anyone? You put it in a car and then the person driving sees it while they're driving 100 kilometres an hour. It's a great fear of mine to find a spider in the car. It's never happened.
Oh, okay.
But if it has happened to you, we'd love to hear from you on 13 10 60.
Mm-hmm.
When did you find a spider in a car? What were you doing? Were you driving? How did you react to it at the time? Because I would absolutely panic. There's no doubt about
That's why I always take the visor down and open that little mirror and check it frequently. It's not to look at myself. It's just to make sure there's not a spider behind them before I start the car.
In my wife.
Beck's the only person I know that on her steering wheel actually has a mirror.
Right. It shouldn't be allowed, to be honest. They won't let you have televisions in cars. Coz, how would you react? Happened to you?
I'm okay with spiders, to be honest.
Yeah, like, right.
I'd be more than comfortable with a spider. It doesn't bother me. My wife hates them, but yeah, no hassles.
And they say the advice, so my wife sent me an article yesterday, which was advice for if you find a spider in your car. I don't know why she decided to send that to me. But there's a picture of a giant huntsman inside a car in the picture. And that made me, I wasn't even in the car, but it made me want to drive off the road.
If I had a huntsman now, would you let me put it on your arm?
No. Absolutely not. And they say, the tip is stay calm. That's always the advice, isn't it?
Calm. Yeah.
Stay calm and stop slowly.
Okay, don't slam on the brakes.
Great, don't slam on the brakes. Good luck with that with a huntsman in the car.
What if it was crawling up your leg?
Yes, exactly. You brake. In fact, I wouldn't even brake. I'd just jump out the window and I'd roll down the freeway.
Who comes up with that advice? Are there meetings about that? All right, guys, we've got to put something out about spiders in cars. What are we going to come up with? Slow down.
Slow down and don't panic.
Come on.
That's the advice right there. Susie in Paraka, what happened?
Oh, good morning, guys. Welcome back. Love the show.
Thank you, Susie.
Okay, so I was with my daughter. We went to go to the shops and it was a bit warm. So I said, let's just wind down our windows. So we wound down our windows and we're driving along. Next minute, these big legs came underneath the window part. And I'm sitting there trying to stay calm. My daughter's screaming.
Yeah.
And next minute, I'm looking and it's starting to come under the window. I've driven on the other side of the road and I've gone, oh, my God, I'm coming to oncoming traffic.
So
I quickly pulled over and went down a side street.
Yep.
And then I pulled my window up and I squashed the middle of the body.
Yuck.
And then I got out the car and the legs and all that were still moving.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you don't mess around in Paraka.
I would have. And Susie, after that, did you set the car on fire?
Nearly. I was doing a happy dance outside the car and a lady pulled over and she goes, are you okay, love? And I go, no, there's a spider in my car.
Oh, my
gosh.
Man, all right, thank you, Susie.
Anne-Marie and Rama Lodge, what happened to you?
I was driving to work at 4:30 in the morning. I had a little Hyundai Elantra and I spotted out of the corner of my eye this huge huntsman crawling up my window. I jumped out of my car and my car kept rolling down the road.
Really?
God. Anne-Marie.
And did the huntsman start driving the car, Anne-Marie?
I have no idea, but I did chase my car back down the road. By the time I caught up to it, the huntsman was gone. So I don't know where it went.
I bet he was. He was like, I'll never catch this Uber ever again. Wow, that's horrendous. Peter from Moana, what about you, mate? What happened?
Yeah, I was. I just pulled into an underground car park at Flinders Hospital. And just as I pulled up, I looked to my left and there was this big spider on the window. And I thought, is that inside or outside? And had a bit closer look. I'm like, oh, shit, that's inside.
Yeah.
And then, I kept calm and I had a Hungry Jack's wrapper. I started throwing it at it from outside the car. And as I was doing that, there was this woman and she sort of put her head down and walked a bit quicker. I said, I'm not crazy. There's a huntsman. And she goes, oh, okay, I'll go and get my brolly. So she got her brolly and helped me flick it out. And,
even the huntsman spiders are ramping at Flinders.
Matt in Bellevue Heights, what happened, mate?
Hey, morning, guys. So the wife and I were out for a bit of a meal. Albeit, you know, she was 8 months pregnant, so we thought we'd squeeze one in before the babies come along. And she's jumped in the car driving home. Oh, I'm in the passenger seat. And oh,
she's the designated driver now.
Well,
she's
maybe,
not drinking.
Maybe.
She's 8 months pregnant, mate. Any danger you could have driven her home?
Yeah, and a great massive big huntsman just caught up under the dash over her hand on the wheel. So we're doing probably about 10 k's an hour in the car park at that point. She just flicked the door open and bolted about 100 metres out, left me sitting in the car, and the car's still moving towards trees and whatever. Like, shit. Sorry. Yeah, so luckily I was with it enough just to pull the handbrake on and throw it into park. So,
jeez.
But yeah, she was still gone. She was gone. She was. So you left me for dead about 100 metres in the car.
And Matt, you have caught up with your wife since?
Yeah, last week, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you reckon there's somewhere in the world right now, like somewhere in a pokey corner of the world where there's a radio show run by spiders?
No, right. Yeah,
and it's a group of huntsmen running a phone topic.
So I got that 13, pregnant 10, woman 60. Real good, have remember?
Have you ever found a human in your car? Give us a call. We got tickets to the new Fly restaurant that's opened up on Hutt Street.
Okay. Let's...
And you're just getting your legs waxed.
All right, you are.
Find it on the World Wide Web.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're now. I'm in now. Right,
come on. All of you, get out.
We're about to have a doctor on.
We're about to get the official word on this. And we have Dr. Owen Seaman, Collection Manager for Arachnida, I hope I pronounced that correctly, and Miropoda at the Queensland Museum.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, it's a very official name. Hello, Dr. Owen.
Good morning, everyone.
Dr. Seaman, how big's your business card with a title like that, mate?
Oh, yeah, it's miles long. It's like a toilet paper roll.
Right. Now, tell her, you've been listening to the calls here. Tell us about spiders in cars. What's the most common spider you'll find in a car?
It's definitely huntsman. Unless you've got a car sitting around in a paddock, you'll get redbacks and things like that as well. But huntsmen love cars. They're sort of like what they live in and out in the bush. If you go looking for them, which you know people like myself do, they live under bark of trees. So they like to be dry and sheltered, and they like to sort of have something above them as well. So car visors and the window cavities are the perfect places for them.
Right, and where and so they like to get. No, they're like a 5-star spider, aren't they? Mm. They're like a nice, comfy hangout.
They do. They need to feel safe during the day, and they come out at night, and they want some water close by. Aww. And the ability to catch some prey. So if you find them in your house, they love your kitchen and the bathroom because they can come out of their hidey hole, and they get a drink from the water condensation from say boiling kettles or having a shower. And then they'll go out and hunt.
Oh. Yeah. They are harmless, though. They can't bite, can they?
Well, they can bite, but they very rarely use their venom. So if you do the manly thing and you go, oh, I'm going to get this huntsman out of my house, and you pick up a great big huntsman, most of the time that's going to work. You'll walk outside and you'll release the huntsman and everyone will think you're great. But if it bites you, it does hurt and you'll squeal like a little girl and everyone will laugh at you.
Oh, all right. It will, or a little boy, says Ben.
Just clarifying some really glaring gender stereotypes.
Very high pitch.
So, Dr. Owen, if you're in the car, you're driving down the freeway at 100 k's an hour, you see a huntsman crawling across the dash, what's your advice?
Well, it's really... obvious advice, isn't it? You don't panic. You have to somehow keep a lid on it because there's no other option but to stay calm and pull over because everything else involves careering into traffic and you know the wrong side of the road and all of that kind of thing. So for that moment, you've got to put a lid on it and pull over. Okay. One other little trick that I've heard sometimes works is once you've pulled over, and you've had your meltdown, you open up the car, all the windows and the back and the boot and everything, and you put your air on full blast. And that might encourage the spider to get out. Huntsmen, they're pretty good with their vision, but they hate wind currents. They want to be safe. And sometimes they'll run out of the car when you do that.
There you go.
Oh, okay, good advice. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Owen Seaman there, Collection Manager I'm just going to say spiders at the Queensland Museum.
The spider guy.
Well done. Nice one. Thanks. Beck, Cozzy and Levo. SAFM.